We begin our journey as we approach the town from the south on the old Athy Road. As you approach from Calverstown, you cannot miss, right in front of you, the Hill of Knockallen, with the ancient royal site of Dunollina. All that remains there today is a vast circular ditch enclosing about 13 hectares of land. Along with the three other main royal sites of Ireland, Tara, Aonwaka and Cruachan, it is on a tentative list to become a World Heritage Site, making it one of the most important archaeological sites in County Kildare. It was at its height about 3,000 years ago and was used primarily as a place of ceremony. Archaeological excavations since the 1960s have shown that there were some considerable amphitheatre-style buildings on top of the hill. So you can think of it as the Croke Park or the Three Arena of the time, a time when Dublin didn't even exist. Because it is still a working farm, it's not accessible to the public, but as you enter Kilcullen, you'll find a replica of the hill, where local sculptor Noel Scullion has carved an iconic centrepiece based on an Iron Age spearhead found at Dunollina. The sculpture is specially aligned with the sunrise at the equinoxes in a way that has to be seen to be believed. Still on the Athy Road, on the opposite side to Dunollina is the round tower of Old Kilcullen. When St. Patrick came to Ireland about 1600 years ago, a lot of the early monasteries were built near existing centres of power, so the hill next to Dunollina was an obvious place to build. The first church was established by St. Isernenus, who had actually studied with St. Patrick in France and followed him to Ireland in 438 AD. A monastery, a seat of learning, and a town grew up around it. And this town was called Kilcullen, meaning the Church of the Holly, and seven roads went up the hill through the town. The monastery continued for about 600 years. The town around it continued even further, right up to the 1800s. The reason for its decline was twofold. Firstly, a bridge was built over the nearby River Liffey in 1319. And a settlement called Kilcullen Bridge grew up there. Secondly, when stagecoach travel became more widespread, the horses found it difficult to travel over Old Kilcullen Hill, so two bypass roads were built either side of the hill, one to Carlow and one to Athy. So the original town of Kilcullen became known as Old Kilcullen, and the settlement around the bridge became Kilcullen. So effectively, the modern town can trace its origins to the building of that first bridge in 1319. And the local community celebrated the 700th anniversary of that just recently in 2019. As you come into the town from the southern end, you'll see on your left a campus with amazing facilities, home to the community centre, the GAA, the soccer club, the boxing club, the scouts, the playground, the pitch and putt, preschool facilities, primary school and secondary school. These all stand as a legacy to the Sisters of the Cross and Passion, who first came to Kilcullen in 1878 at the invitation of the parish priest, a Canon Langan. In 1887, they opened what is now Cross and Passion College, which has educated generations of Kilcullen people. The sisters provided the land that has made all these modern facilities possible. Moving along to the only set of traffic lights, turn right, and you come to the Church of the Sacred Heart and St. Bridget, also built by the aforementioned Canon Langan in 1872. A wonderful piece of church architecture, one of its highlights are the stained glass windows made in the studios of Joshua Clark, the father of the renowned stained glass artist Harry Clark. Pass on by the church, and you follow the path taken by Queen Elizabeth II on her historic visit to Ireland in 2011, when she visited her friend, the Aga Khan, who owns Giltown Stud. One of the world's most valuable racehorses, See the Stars, is at stud there. Along the way, you'll pass by St. Bridget's Well and the Valley Riverside Park, developed by the community in the 1970s. Then you pass New Abbey, where the Fitz Eustace family founded a Franciscan monastery back in the 1400s, and New Abbey is now part of Judmonte Farm's worldwide thoroughbred operation. Coming back from Giltown, continue through the traffic lights towards Newbridge. You will see Leinster Marts, which celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2017 and is the only remaining active cattle mart in Kildare. Next door is Castle Martin Stud and Castle Martin House. Originally another Eustace home, it passed through a number of owners until it was inherited by Lord Gowrie, once Minister for State for Northern Ireland. In the 1960s and 70s, he rented the mansion to rock stars, most notably Mick Jagger and Donovan. In 1974, Castle Martin was bought by Sir Anthony O'Reilly. The house and the estate were restored to a really high standard, as was the ruined 15th century St Mary's Church. In 2008, Castle Martin was sold to American billionaire John Malone, who is continuing with some great restoration and development work. Come back to the traffic lights, and this time turn left down the main street. Just before the bridge is Barden's Pub and Restaurant. 100 years ago, this was a fine hotel, and it was here that the French team stayed for the Gordon Bennett Road Race in 1903, the first ever road race in Great Britain or Ireland, which is believed to have paved the way for Grand Prix motor racing. The race itself passed through Kilcullen. Crossing over the bridge is a monument to all those who died locally in the rebellion of 1798, testament to the fact that Kilcullen featured prominently in that rebellion. When 300 rebels gathered at Old Kilcullen Tower, they were attacked by the commander of the local troops, a General Dundas, who was stationed in Castle Martin House. But the rebels defeated the troops, who then retreated to Kilcullen Bridge and sought reinforcements. A subsequent battle near the bridge left at least 150 rebels dead. They then retreated to Knockallen Hill, where Dundas arranged a peaceful surrender, in contrast to those who were massacred at Gibbet Rath on the Curragh. Just a few yards away is Kilcullen Town Hall and Heritage Centre, originally built by the local community in 1933. Since the year 2000, it houses an intimate theatre with luxury leather Volvo car seats, a testament to the work of the late Patton Lee, who at that time sold Volvo cars, and managed to convince Volvo to send the seats all the way from Sweden to Kilcullen. Heading up the hill, on the road towards Naas, is an industrial estate with the large K-Med mattress factory. The origins of this site date back to 1939, when the local tennis club needed some funds. They began a weekly non-stop draw, and it became so successful that it grew to a stage where it employed people selling tickets throughout Leinster, and it brought an incredible amount of money into Kilcullen. Out of this grew Kilcullen Development Association, and they had the foresight to buy a large plot of land and offer free sites to industrialists. They also built affordable homes in Moonbane and Bishop Rogan Park, which many families availed of. Proportionately, Kilcullen grew more than any other town in Kildare during the Celtic Tiger era, but it still maintains a small town feel and a sense of community. And the visitor will today find riverside walks, nice pubs, restaurants, coffee shops, which we hope will be there to welcome you once again in the not too distant future, and lots of history, which I have only barely touched upon here. But hopefully it might have whetted your appetite to visit Kilcullen and enjoy.